together. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today on this Friday, March 1st. Yes, we've entered March of 2013. That reminds me, let's see, Max Kaiser's got his prediction coming up in April of a major economic event. So I'm kind of curious to see if that's happening. We tick 1 month closer to that today, being March 1st. So we've got a lot of news today. We've got mind melds of rats, something straight out of science fiction. They're actually merging the minds of two rats in the laboratory and creating a dual mind machine. And obviously, you know, everything they do to rats, they're going to eventually do to you. So they're going to have human experiments before long once they figure out how this can serve the globalist agenda. We're going to be covering that, but let me tell you what's really coming up today. We got a lot of big news. At the bottom of this hour, we have Joe Dixon joining us from Morningland Dairy. They were raided, I believe, at gunpoint. We're going to get to the bottom of those details in Missouri. That raid happened. The raid actually happened a while back, but there have been a lot of developments in that. Raw milk is back on the scene again because, see, when you get into the whole Second Amendment and the gun rights debate, you have to look at, well, what does government do when it has a monopoly on guns? And if you look at the actual history, recent history, you know, just the last couple of years, it turns out that when government has guns, it uses them to intimidate and raid raw milk farmers, you know, people selling milk. You know, James Stewart was raided at gunpoint. And Joe Dixon here, his farm was raided and temporarily shut down, and they've gone after him and many others. So this is a food freedom issue as well as a gun rights issue altogether. And so we're going to be covering that in more detail. We've also got coming up a little bit later today, Ashel Eldridge, also known as Seasons. He is the rap artist who has created an amazing new music video and song, kind of like a mini movie, actually, a mini drama called Food Fight, that is all about inner city citizens being killed by processed food, being killed by the GMO, by the aspartame, by the processed sugars, and how they can actually take back their justice, their rights, their humanity by turning to nutrition and real foods. And it's a very powerful, inspiring message. And it's coming out of the inner city rap culture. And it's a powerful video that's already gone viral across the internet. So we're going to cover that here. We've got the creator of that, Seasons, right here on the show with us today to give us more details on that. This is also part of the resistance, the rising resistance of people who are waking up all across America, across all cultures, across all racial lines. And this individual, Seasons, he is African-American. And I think that's very important for us to acknowledge how it's every culture that is waking up against the machine. You see, the system wants us to fight among black and white and Latino. They want us to fight with each other. That's why they engage in so much race baiting. They're trying to create a racial war. What we need to have, folks, is racial unity against the system of fascist corporate control. And this song creator, this artist, Seasons, is doing exactly that. And so that's why we're going to have him on today to talk about that. It's about the people versus the system of corruption, the system of communist, fascist control. That's what it's really about, people versus oppression, not about black versus white. So anyway, that's coming up. Then we've got more news on how criminals do not have to comply with gun control laws, according to the Supreme Court. That's coming up and much more straight ahead, so stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with all that and much more.
Yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Starting today, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, it is Friday here on the Alex Jones Show, March 1st, 2013. Thank you for joining us, and for the next 3 hours, we're going to be pounding your head with news that will blow your mind, including this one, Mind Melds of Rats. Oh, by the way, before I get to that, so we've got a couple of guests coming up, and in the third hour, we're going to be airing an interview between Alex Jones and what's the rap artist name, guys? Immortal Technique, yeah. Yeah, Immortal Technique. I saw a bit of that of a previous interview that Alex did with him, but he's got, I don't know, a more condensed version, more powerful version coming in the third hour today, so don't miss that. But anyway, we got a lot of breaking news today, including this. Mind melds of rats. This is published in the journal Scientific Reports. They've established direct brain-to-brain communication between rats to have the rats solve problems together that they couldn't do alone. Yeah, right. It takes a village. And now they're going to have brain-to-brain communication between monkeys that's already being studied. And before long, they're going to have it in humans. It's going to be like the Vulcan mind meld for the globalist agenda. They're probably going to merge. Can you imagine if they merge the brain of, like, Henry Kissinger and Hillary Clinton? What would that be like? What kind of a horror would that create? It would be... Or how about the brain of Dianne Feinstein and who would be a good one to merge Dianne Feinstein with? Dianne Feinstein and, how about Obama? There you go. But aren't they pretty much the same brain already? It's all one big brain. That they all have the same ideas. They don't have unique thoughts at all. It's just one hive mind anyway running the entire... Democratic Party, it seems, anyway, so I don't know what they're going to accomplish by connecting their brains. But anyway, this is just another example of the crazy science that's going on. And they talk about it how, oh, they're going to help severely paralyzed people, but really that's just a cover story, because what they're really going to do is use this technology like they've used every other technology to build an army of robots. An army of armed robots and drones that have weapons that can then attack you. And right now, oh, by the way, that story is, the drone story is up on Infowars.com right now by Steve Watson. So check that out at Infowars.com. This is a story from last year, but it's relevant. We are witnessing the beginning of the Industrial Revolution of War, with artificial intelligence type of brains inside the drones that are now, of course, legally able to assassinate American citizens on U.S. soil. Thanks to that 16-page Department of Justice memo that was recently issued, and Obama has so far refused to say we will rule out any strikes on U.S. soil. So that's on the map. You got that? America is the battleground. The drones are already out there. The drones have weapons, obviously. They are striking Americans. Obama has his secret kill list where he can kill Americans. And now they're working on the brains of mice and monkeys. I bet you what we're going to actually see is we're going to have a flying monkey brain in the drone. It's going to be like something right out of Wizard of Oz, like flying gargoyle monkey creatures in the Pentagon drone program, and they get a cookie if they hit the target, like little kamikaze monkey brains. That's where this is all heading. I know it sounds crazy, but that's where it's heading, because here's another story from 2012 that was also written by Paul Joseph Watson. The new DARPA robot can autonomously track people. And do we have a video clip of that robot? That is the DARPA legged squad support system. That's a scary looking thing. That thing, it chases people through the forest. Yeah, for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're running that video. It's got this Boston Dynamics hydraulic four-legged creature marching through the woods, carrying a payload and tracking humans. Yeah. And, you know, of course, when Alex was here saying, let's say, 5 years ago that they're going to build an army of robots to come after you, they're going to have an army of drones in the skies firing missiles at American citizens, he was called crazy. No, that can't be. There can't be drones coming after American citizens. There can't be robots. There are no Terminators. Well, once again, Alex is owed a massive apology by the establishment because, again, he was ahead of his time in predicting that. You know, I noticed that if you're let's say a month ahead in your predictions, you're considered a genius. If you're 5 years ahead, you're considered a kook. So it's just because the population hasn't caught up yet. So there you go. DARPA enlists makers of Big Dog Robot, which we just showed there, to construct machines that can think for themselves. This is a story by Steve Watson, also from last year. Machines that can think for themselves. And, of course, it's being pushed as a way to perform evacuation operations. Yeah, they never want to talk about how they're going to mount 50 caliber guns on these robots and go after American citizens and civilians living in U.S. cities after they declare martial law following the economic collapse. Wow. They were just showing a video there where you try to kick over the robot and it recovers and stands up. It stays standing. You can't even kick it over. That thing looks like a giant spider creature. They got it walking on water, slippery water, and it's recovering. That is scary, man. That is freaky. That is freaky. But speaking of 50 calibers, by the way, oh, man, my head is still ringing today. Yesterday, Alex invited me to go out shooting with him and Shane Steiner. And we had three Barrett 50 caliber BMGs and two 338 Lapua rifles all lined up. And we decided to shoot this piece of I-beam that I have here in the studio. I don't know if you can give it a shot of this I-beam over here. This thing got mangled because somebody brought some armor-piercing ammo with some white, I guess it was some kind of phosphorus coating or something. Can you show this I-beam? Yeah, look at this. So this is a that's at least a 3/8 inch thick piece of metal, probably a lot more. It looks like about 3/8, and it's a big I-beam. And hear that? That's the metal we're talking about. That's what we were shooting at yesterday. And it's still ringing. Either that or my head is still ringing. I can't tell. My head was ringing when I woke up this morning, that's for sure. It's got holes, just massive holes blown through it, pieces of metal torn out of it. We must have hit this thing at least 50 times. I'm telling you, I think we shot a couple $1,000 worth of 50 cal ammo yesterday. And the reason my head is ringing is because we lined up, all three of us, there on the ground about, I don't know, 400, 450 yards away from the target, and I was stupid enough to be the guy in the middle. That's not a... Of all the positions to be in when you're firing 350 cals, being in the middle is the worst position of all. It's sort of like being attacked by concussion grenades on all sides. And so I would get blasted by Shane's rifle. And then I get blasted by Alex's rifle, and Alex, of course, was engaged in rapid fire. Boom, boom, boom. And then I would fire off a shot of my own, and then all the grass and dust would blow up in my face before I could recover. Alex was blasting off another couple of rounds, and I was sucking in all this grass off the ground. They were elevated. Alex and Shane were in elevated trucks firing, and I was on the ground because I'd brought a shooting mat, so I was on the ground, and I must have inhaled so much grass, just ranch grass and dust. This is why you might even hear it in my voice today. It's a little rough. And then Jacobson was spotting, and we blasted the crap out of this I-beam. And it looked like a military helicopter took some interest in this and was sort of flying, checking us out. What's going on? And then they may have seen some of the tracer rounds, too. It was quite a show. And anyway, we got it all on video. And Jacobson is going to be editing that over the next few weeks. So you'll get to see that. That is 350 cals and a couple of 338 Lapuas blasting away here in Central Texas. And, you know, I got to say, the more the system talks about gun control, the bigger guns we want, the more guns we buy, the more ammo we buy, and the more we shoot. If people like Obama and Feinstein and Biden really wanted us to stop buying guns, they should stop talking about gun control. It's real simple. Every time you talk about gun control, I get a little itchy trigger finger, and I want to go out and shoot somebody's 50 cal Barrett. And It's the same with everybody. All the patriots, everybody who loves firearms and loves sports shooting, they feel the same way. They want to go out, get on the trigger, get some trigger time, throw some lead down range, and blast away some I-beam like we did here.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is Mike Adams filling in today for Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. Yes, you're in the right place. And, yes, as I was explaining before the break, my head is still ringing from going shooting with Alex yesterday. with 350 cal BMG rifles, all Barretts. Two of them were the M107A1 rifles, the brand new. I think there must be more 50 cals in Texas than anywhere in the country. And Texans sure know how to use them. But anyway, speaking of knowing how to use firearms, oh, and by the way, we have a really exciting guest coming up in the next few minutes, Joe Dixon from Morningland Dairy, about the continued scourge of oppression of food freedom in America. So that's coming up shortly. But remember when Joe Biden was asked by that reporter, that journalist, about should women use guns to defend themselves, and Joe Biden said, get a shotgun, you don't need an AR-15, get a shotgun. Well, it turns out that shotguns kick a whole lot worse than an AR-15, and there's a lot of, let's say, smaller frame women who have trouble with shooting 12-gauge slugs or steel shot or what have you. And just to prove this point, not to make fun of women, but just to prove this point that Joe Biden has no idea what he's talking about, someone out there put together a really interesting video, a YouTube video, that we're going to play right now. So I'm going to narrate it for radio listeners, but take a look. Go ahead and roll that.
She's asking if a ban goes into effect on certain kinds of weapons and high-capacity magazines.
And what's your name?
Kate.
Kate. If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells of a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts.
Here's women shooting the shotgun and blowing themselves over and smacking themselves in the faces with the shotguns. Ouch. That looked like it hurt. Oh. Oh, man. That's going to bruise. Going to feel that one.
You'll be completely fine.
Oh, my God. There's another. Oh, it's like a 75-pound girl shooting a shotgun. Looked like a Sega 12.
Pull the trigger.
They're not having much success. Oh, a multi-fire fail right there. So these women are having a lot of trouble with these 12-gauge shotguns.
It hurts. I don't like it.
I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to... You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use.
So now, here's a woman firing an AR-15 with good accuracy. Boom, boom, boom. Multi-shots, full control.
And in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
Oh. And there's a guy with a blasted shotgun and his pants fall down. Oh, that's more than we wanted to see right there. The crew was joking that he needs a flash suppressor. His pants fell down. Anyway, the point is, Joe Biden, you need to learn the laws of physics. In fact, Newtonian laws of motion. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. If you're going to push a lot of lead out the front of a shotgun, it's going to kick. And it turns out that a shotgun kicks way more than an AR-15. Even a 95-pound light-framed woman can handle an AR-15 much easier than shooting a 12-gauge shotgun with most loads. So, hey, I'm sorry to break it to you, but that's reality, you know? That's physics. I love how these people in Washington like to just make up their own laws of physics or laws of economics. You know, like, if we raise taxes, we're going to get more tax revenue. No, you're not, because everybody's going to go out of business. Businesses are going to stop hiring. Or how about this one? If we take more money from people's paychecks, that's good for the economy. No, it isn't. Guess what? On the top of DrudgeReport.com right now, the take-home income in America has dropped the most since 1959. That means the discretionary income that people have to buy things at places like Walmart continues to plummet, which is why Walmart is having a disastrous month here. Well, February was a disastrous month, and March will probably be again in 2013. And it's going to get even worse for Walmart and the economy as the government takes more taxes. Anyway, stay with us straight ahead. We've got an interview with Morningland Dairy founder Joe Dixon coming right up. We'll be right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply. Multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague. We are the cure.
Resist.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back, friends. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Yeah, my voice is a little rough. I was sucking in all this dust and grass when we went shooting yesterday, and it has literally affected me. You know, the other thing is we had a truck out there that had a big steel dump bed that we use as a shooting platform. And every time you shoot out of that bed, it's like being in a giant bell. And it just would ring that bell. The whole bed would reverberate, and it would vibrate through your whole body. And I swear, when I woke up this morning, my head was still ringing from that. It is a massive concussion enough on that. But okay, so we've got Joe Dixon joining us here in just a minute. Want to get a couple notes in there before then. Tonight on the Nightly News, we're going to be covering the fact that according to the U.S. Supreme Court, criminals do not have to comply with any gun registration legislation. So it's not just that they won't comply. We already know that. It's that legally they are, in effect, restricted from complying due to the Fifth Amendment and the fact that you are protected from self-incrimination under the U.S. Constitution. So the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in the past, and we're going to discuss this tonight with Jim Mars. It's just one of the many topics we'll be discussing. Our focus is, you know, raw milk and food freedom, but we're going to cover this as well, that criminals do not have to comply, in fact, are restricted from complying. So if they pass a gun registration law or a gun confiscation law, by law, only law-abiding citizens must comply with those restrictions, which, of course, is the complete opposite of what you want. You don't need to register honest, ethical citizens who have firearms. What you want to do, in essence, is find the criminals who might be robbing a bank or committing some crime with it. But those are exactly the people that are exempt, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we'll be covering that tonight in InfoWars Nightly News and some other news as well. We're going to have a parody commercial for Obama Bites, the multivitamin made in China that contains miraculous, amazing minerals like Obamnesium, which causes you to forget American history. All the way back to 1776, it's a very powerful nutrient. And it's also got Fukushimium for extracellular energy and Squeezium to help the TSA do their jobs better. Because, you know, you can never have enough Squeezium when you're going through security at the airport, right? Yeah. Nice. Okay. Let's turn to Food Freedom and Joe Dixon with Morningland Dairy out of Missouri. And he joins us now by phone. And let me set this up here. Joe is going to give us the breakdown of what happened there in Morningland Dairy. And I got to apologize to Joe. I tried to connect with him before, and we had some storms, and I couldn't get that interview done. So I wanted to invite him here today to tell his story to you, the InfoWars listeners, so that you know this is still going on in America. The government is still oppressing food freedoms and food rights and going after farmers. And here to tell us that story is Joe Dixon. Joe, thank you for joining us live today on The Alex Jones Show.
Very much appreciate you having me on, Mike. And first off, I'd like to say I do appreciate your humor.
Well, you might be the only one, but thank you for that note. No, people like a little bit of – we got to lighten it up. It's so crazy out there.
Yes, we can face reality when the people who are trying to oppress us have a very hard time facing reality.
That's true. And also those people, those oppressors, they hate to be made fun of. They just hate it.
Yes, they do.
So I just say, you know, let's feed them some extra Squeezium and let them feel each other up there at the airport. What do they do when there's no passengers in line? Do they check each other? Huh?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I bet that's what those curtains are for.
Yeah,
they're calibrating the machines. They're calibrating the X-ray machines is what they're going to say. Yeah, actually, right. That's it. Anyway, sorry, Joe. I don't mean to get off track. Go ahead. Okay. Tell us about yourself.
Well, my name's Joseph Dixon of Morningland Dairy. I go by Joe most of the time. And my wife and I have been fighting a battle with the state of Missouri, the FDA, the Attorney General's office, now apparently appearing to be an appearance part of the state of California, over our abilities to have raw milk cheese, to have a product that we consider to be very healthy, that has actual enzymes, bacteria, nutrients in it that your body dairy can digest since we are a part of the living organisms of this planet.
Yeah, yeah, raw dairy is more digestible than processed pasteurized dairy.
Yes, and but there's a battle going on to stop anything that is raw milk from the federal government on down. The reason for that is because, in my opinion, the government doesn't want anything that's healthy for us. I think that's why I appreciated your humor when you first came on, because of what you were saying there. But anyway, we were had an embargo letter put on our door. First off, our case started with Rawson Foods in California. Some of our cheese was confiscated in the raid in Rawson Foods of California. I think you've had their case on there before.
Yeah, but just to give people a brief, that was armed agents, yeah. Both state, county, and federally funded armed raid on James Stewart and Rawson Foods in California. They confiscated over $50,000 worth of food and destroyed it and took all of James Stewart's money and threw him in jail, and two different counties then prosecuted him for multiple felony crimes. So that's yeah. I'm just giving the background for people who may not know.
That's very much appreciated, because they need to know where it all started from.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Then, 55 days later, the state of Missouri and the FDA, in some form or another, got a information from the state of California that we may have had a possible contamination of Listeria staphylococcus in our cheese. Notice we said 55 days later. We wonder where that cheese was for 55 days, whose hands and how it was handled for 55 days.
Well, yeah, they probably stored it in a hot warehouse somewhere just to make sure it had Listeria.
Well, we don't know. Also, what's very interesting, as we go through the invoices of where we sold cheese to James Stewart for Rawson Foods, the FDA listed that they picked up 1 pound packages of cheese. The only cheese we ever sold to Rawson was half pounds or less.
Interesting. So did they... Was there actually a raid conducted on your farm, or how did they oppress you exactly?
No, since we were licensed and inspected and everything as, quote, they want you to be, they came in forceful but polite, if you want to use that term.
Yeah, yeah, polite with the guns, yeah.
Well, there were no guns.
Oh, okay.
They did that. That's what I'm saying. They came in forceful but polite. They came in letting us know exactly what they were going to do, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, they put an embargo letter on our door, our cheese house door, where our cheese is stored, and to the day of which they destroyed it, we were not allowed to take anything out of that cooler. The day which they destroyed it, which was almost two and a half years later.
Now, had you ever had anybody get violently sick from eating any of your products, ever?
No, not one complaint in 30 years of being in business as Morningland Dairy, no.
And did the FDA care about that history, or did they take that into account?
No, because we have a timeline on our site that the state billboard sent to some of the representatives in Jefferson.
Give us your website so we can bring that up.
Morninglanddairy.com.
Morninglanddairy.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife's been very busy, but this has hit her very hard. So it's not up to speed as good as it could be, but we appreciate that people would look and see. Because we're still fighting, because now it's to the point we can ask the question. When you go to court, when you guys start asking the questions of the milk board in the state, we were told that these people have the right of kings in the United States of America. And I thought that's what the Revolutionary War with England was fought over, as you pointed out in some of the commercials there. We've lost our history.
When you say that they functioned as if they had the right of kings, are you saying that they just felt like they ruled over you, they owned you, and they could control everything that you did on your farm? Is that or
we were told by our lawyers they have sovereign immunity.
Wow. Right.
Now think about that. So anything they say is what goes. Now, but they have regulations they are supposed to go by. Okay? And what we ran into was it finally got to the point. How much time do we have, Mike?
No, we have plenty of time. Keep going.
Okay. It came about that finally it got to the point we finally asked Don Falls of the State Milk Board, Don, if we tested this block of cheese up to 100 times, our plant manager Joe Dye did, if we test this block of cheese up to 100 times, now this block of cheese is 40 plus or minus pounds, okay, up to 100 times, and it came back clean every time, would we be permitted to sell this block of cheese? We would, wouldn't we? He said, absolutely not. It would all be suspect. So at that point, I looked at him. I said, okay, in other words, you're telling me then you don't trust your own regulations. You don't trust your own methods of testing. Because if you think about it, a 40-pound block, if you test it up to 100 times, first off, there'd be very little of the keys left, potentially. And how can you justify that?
But, Joe, you gotta realize, and I know you know this, that it's not about the science. It's not about food science. It's not about the testing results. This is a political war to go after raw milk, dairy, raw cheese producers. It's not. The numbers don't matter.
Yes. If the audience will, I don't know, Mike, if you can get a hold of it or not. Russell Foods, the people above from them, actually signed a paper saying they wanted trace elements of, or trace bacteria in there so that they could build their immune system. That's how our immune systems are built on this earth.
I agree. We don't want sterilized food, really. We actually want a little bit of probiotic in there. Yeah.
Yes. With the good farming practices we have today, and I put that in quotation marks, our land has become what, Mike? It's become sterile.
Yes. Well, and the FDA says the only safe food is sterilized food. The almond producers in California a couple of years ago had to start fumigating or irradiating their almonds because raw almonds were outlawed by the state board in California.
Yeah.
And that's where most of the almonds come from in the U.S. And the same is true with milk.
Yeah, and folks, we are not, our bodies, as far as what we contain in our bodies, are not sterile.
No.
If our bodies were sterile, we would be dead.
Well, in fact, there are more non-human cells in your body than there are human cells. That's how much bacteria is living in your body.
And we need that bacteria to stay alive and to be healthy.
That's right.
Now, if it gets out of balance, yes, then you have diseases, you have other problems. But with our food supply being changed so much, we're running into that very problem now. Our food supply doesn't supply the nutrients we need in order for our bodies to maintain the health. So if you don't mind me saying, we're coming upon the plagues of Egypt now, upon the United States of America.
Yes, through disease epidemics, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, mental disorders, you name it. Yep.
Correct. Now, anyway, so we have been fighting this battle. We're now asking your audience there to help more and more to turn it into a political battle for our food rights.
Yes.
To get them back. And what's very interesting, under oath in court, the State Milk Board and a USDA agent and others said that our cheese was so bad. Well, I can't say they said it under oath in court. I know they said here at the cheese plant. So I was a potential witness, so I couldn't listen to all the testimony. But they said here at the cheese plant, and you can read the timeline on our site of the State Milk Board, where as of September the 9th, now remember, this started on August the 26th. 2010. By September the 9th of 2010, they had already decided without one sickness, one illness, nothing, and without any proper test of our cheese, any state or federal proper testing of our cheese at all, they had already decided that our cheese was not fit for animal consumption.
So you couldn't even sell it as animal feed. But look, don't you find it shocking that the federal government will openly allow aspartame in the food supply, MSG in the food supply, sodium nitrite in the processed meat, which we know causes cancer? They will allow GMOs to be hidden in the food supply. The FDA is being petitioned right now to allow aspartame to be part of the definition of milk so they don't even have to put it on the label. Cows are being injected with a drug from Merck to fatten them up in the last few days of their lives so they weigh more and the cattle factories get more. All of this is openly tolerated, Joe. The government says you can poison yourself to death with all these food additives and artificial colors and GMOs, but then they attack you for selling cheese that isn't sterilized.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yeah. The state bill, or else the vet of the state of Missouri, whichever one it was, that our cheese we couldn't sell for dog food. They said that because they told us here on the site they were concerned that we could contaminate the dog food plant it went to. Now, think about this. Well, one thing that's one illness without any proper test. Now, let's go throughout the rest of the time. The rest of the time we were fighting in court. And under regulation, you have to prove you're innocent. They don't have to prove you're guilty.
That's right. The due process is thrown out the window. This is true. Yeah.
Also, you are not permitted, we are told, trial by jury, which we said we want a trial by jury. But we knew a jury of our peers would at least look at the evidence.
No, Well, this is the other thing. Under not just FDA, but also FTC, they have their own kangaroo court system where you have no rights, you have no trial by jury, you don't even have the normal rules of presenting your own evidence in the way that you would in a regular judicial system trial. So you saw it firsthand then, right?
Yes, we saw it firsthand.
Incredible.
The FDA came in and did 99 swabs of our cheese plant dairy. They all came back negative. That evidence was, they came back clean. In other words, nothing there. That evidence was not permitted in the state court because those were federal tests. Now, think about this. If those tests would have come back positive, do you think they would have been permitted in court?
Of course they would have.
Yeah, we brought up the point to the people of Missouri. We're trying to bring this point out to the people of Missouri and the United States that we have the judge is paid through tax funds, which some people might consider taxes.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The judge is paid through tribute.
Yeah, he's on the government payroll. So are the regulators. So are the scientists.
Yes, the judge is paid by a tribute.
Yeah.
The attorney general's office is paid by tribute.
Yep.
The milk board's paid by tribute.
All confiscated money.
So I'm asking the question, how do you work to get a fair trial under that system?
Well, that's the trick. That's the catch-22, Joe Dixon. You don't get a fair trial. Welcome to America. I think it's also fascinating that you could have legally done what you did in North Korea or China or Cuba or South America, but not in the land of the free, the United States of America. Suddenly you're a criminal for making real food. But stay with us, Joe. We'll be right back after this break with more here on the Alex Jones Show with Joe Dixon from Morningland Dairy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VenusFly to order now.
interview with Joe Dixon from Morningland Dairy in Missouri, and this is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. And this is the Alex Jones Show. This is just so you know you're in the right spot. And what we're hearing is a classic example of government coercion. And if you wonder why things are so bad in America today, I mean, America is still a wonderful country, and if we can restore it to what it used to be, it can be the world leader again in so many areas, including morals and ethics, by the way. But the reason it has devolved so much is because of exactly the kind of thing we're hearing about here, where they're destroying real food. They're destroying farmers, putting them out of business. And now, Joe Dixon, we've only got a couple minutes left with you here, but Iowa has now a proposed bill to legalize raw milk in the state of Iowa. Are you familiar with other legislative efforts to legalize this so that consumers can have their food freedom even in the face of federal tyranny?
Yes, there are many states are headed that direction as far as to try to get it legalized. But unless the audience and families of the audience and people that the audience knows gets involved and call on their representatives and say, look, we have these rights. We do not permit you to take these rights from us. And that's what's happened, Mike. We have permitted the system to take these rights from us without questioning.
That's
what's
right.
Going on.
That's right. We've tolerated it.
Yes. We have tolerated it, and we now look where we are now because we have tolerated it. Now they've become the head, we've become the tail. And that's the way they want it to be. And the only way it gets turned around is by people standing up and becoming a self-regulated, self-controlling people again. I think our forefathers stated that we had to be a self-regulating people in order to keep the type of constitutional government we have that will actually function to the benefit of the people, not to the benefit of the government.
That's right. It should be the people telling the government what the government is allowed to do and enforcing the limits of government, not the other way around, where the government tells you what rights you will be granted by the kings in Washington.
Yeah, and what happened to us, there's another case in Northwest Missouri where another dairy farm that has a small cheese plant, they treated them a lot more fairly because of the way we questioned them here. Because with everything that went on here, and as I said earlier about putting himself for dog food, think about this. They came in 2.5 years later under judge's orders to destroy the cheese, 36,400 pounds of cheese.
Well, that's because you dared to question their sovereignty, as they say. But look, I want to give out your web address here, Joe, so that people go to morninglanddairy.com. If you want to support Joe's efforts, read up there. There's a donation link. There's an uncheese party that's mentioned there. And I really want you to support Joe and spread the word about Joe Dixon and his farm. And Joe, we're out of time for today, but I want to thank you for coming on, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Hey, and if possible, I wouldn't mind coming on again to go a little further.
Yeah.
I would like to say one more thing real
fast.
Sure,
go ahead.
When the state came in to destroy the cheese, they came in regular clothes. They came in with their street clothes that they normally go to work in, regular gloves. They picked up 36,000 pounds of cheese by hand, which 60 to 80% of it looked really good yet. But some of it, imagine your refrigerator is being closed for 2.5 years and then going back to it.
Yeah.
You know, it was refrigerated. But some of the cheese, the whey was still coming out of it. So they got this whey that was supposed to be so contaminated, we couldn't even sell it for dog food to be pasteurized. Then they get it on their clothes, they get it on themselves. They get back in their state vehicles and take it in their state vehicles.
Right.
They
contaminate it and then they blame it on you. It's classic government tactic of quack science, bad politics, destruction of food, destruction of farmers. I'm sorry you've been victimized by them, Joe, but I thank you for joining us today, and we will talk with you again in the future.
Mike, the only way we've been victimized is
All right, Joe. Yeah, sorry, we're almost out of time. But stay with us, folks. We have a lot more straight ahead here on the Alex Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.